The second reading is from Ezekiel. Then he brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There water was flowing from below the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the temple faced east, and the water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me round on the outside to the outer gate that faces towards the east, and the water was coming out on the south side. Going on eastwards with a cord in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits, then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was up to the waist. Again he measured 1,000. It was a river that I could not cross, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Mortal, have you seen this?" Then he led me back along the bank of the river. As I came back, I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees on one side and on the other. He said to me, "The water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah. And when it enters the sea of stagnant waters, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish once these waters reach there. It will become fresh, and everything will live where the river goes. People will stand fishing beside the sea from Injindai to Inglim. It will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of great many kinds, like the fish of the great sea, but its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for the salt. On the banks on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing." I would like to now share with you a poem by Richard Foster. The river of God is flowing today. No one can stop it, and no one can contain it. It is a deep river of divine intimacy, a powerful river of holy living, a dancing river of jubilation in the spirit, and a wide river of unconditional love for all peoples. And the promise is that everything the river touches will live. Oh, my friends, I urge you to step into the flow of this mighty river of God, and then determine never to step out. This is a consciously chosen course of action that involves both group and individual life. "Let it be for us," Jesus says, "that streaming rivers of water will ever flow out of our innermost being." This poem has a special significance for me. My girlfriend Karina and I have been attending service here for about 2 years now. Long before that, my parents were married here in May of 1970. My mother was 7 months pregnant at the time, so I got to be in the wedding. I was born shortly after in July, and some 30 days later, I was baptized here. I've always had faith, and I've always believed. I think it must have been the water from this conch. So basically, I've wandered the desert plains for 40 years, and now I'm back. And it feels good to be back in this beautiful house to drink from the well where it all started for me. Reverend Jung Chul's discipleship training course was instrumental in slowing myself down and making time to meditate and nurture my relationship with God and study the teachings of Scripture and Emanuel Swedenborg. This took practice and discipline and was not as easy as I thought. But once I got started, it became easier and easier, and all in all, it taught me that we live in a very beautiful yet chaotic world. And you can choose to see it as a precious gift or, like some, a horrible curse. We cannot choose the vessels that God provides us, but only make the best of the ones we are given. For me, following the teachings of Jesus and Emanuel Swedenborg have helped me pave a way for a more fulfilling life with all its ups and downs, and hopefully prepare me for the next phase when my time is over here. I'd like to conclude by reading from Emanuel Swedenborg's Heaven and Hell. When we are in a state of love or heavenly feelings, we are in an angelic state. That is a state in which time does not seem to exist. As long as there is no impatience in our feelings, impatience is an emotion created by our bodies. So far as we feel impatient, we are subject to the constraints of time. But so as far as impatience does not enter into our feelings, we are free from time's constraints. These feelings that go with genuine love draw us away from bodily and worldly concerns because they lift our minds towards heaven. In the process, they draw us away from any notion of time. Peace holds within itself trust in the Lord, the trust that He governs all things and provides all things, and that He leads towards an end that is good. When we believe these things about Him, we are at peace, since we fear nothing and no anxiety about things to come to disturb us. How far we attain this state depends on how far we come to love the Lord. Everything bad, trust in ourselves, robs us of that state of peace.
Good morning. Hope you're all well this morning. Mine's very brief. I was I'm up here in follow-up from my discipleship training with Reverend Gentle Lee, and I think what I wanted to say has actually been mentioned already, but I wanted to, in preparing this, I came across the handout from March 18th, 2012, and it just came across when I was, you know, doing my research, and I found it kind of interesting, and I it was entitled Angels in Training, or entitled Ask, Seek, and Knock, a sharing of six angels in training, and I remember that day, being there that Sunday was really the reason I wanted to take the training, and this experience leaves me knowing that I know what I have to do to walk in the light, and I know I have to believe in the light I want to walk in, and the experience has left me just seeking more, and I highly recommend any class or training you can receive from Reverend Jung Cho Lee. It's an amazing experience. I want to say thank you for that. And thank you.